Задание А1, А4. В заданиях А1, А4 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we are ready to start.
School isn't like it was in my day. Kids today don't know how lucky they are. We decided to find out for ourselves how true it was. So we put a class of 15-year-olds through a 1950s-style education for a week to see what they thought. This is Mark.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I had heard that pupils had a lot less freedom then and that they worked much harder. I didn't mind that, but I wasn't so keen on the idea of wearing a school uniform. We don't wear one in my school. It's amazing how quickly you get used to it. I'd never realized how handy a jacket with a lot of pockets could be until I had to wear one. The work was actually easier than I'd expected, just different. Nowadays, we do a lot more group work, and we put together projects, things like that. I think they motivate us, keep us interested. It clearly wasn't like that in the 50s.
Here is what Hannah had to say.
It's really surprising how much certain subjects have changed. Languages, for example. I do French now, so I tried French lessons from the 50s. It was all memorizing lists of vocabulary, doing tests, just stuff that was completely useless. It was all out of context, so I don't see how they could have learned anything. The math lessons were at a much higher level in those days. History was very different as well. You definitely had to have a good memory in the 50s. These days, we learn about what life was like for ordinary people and how hard it was for them to survive.
Finally, here is Garrett.
Everybody imagines the teachers back then were much stricter, but I think that was only because they cared about the progress of their students. That hasn't changed. What has is that a lot of the stuff kids had to learn back then came out of a book, so the teacher could sit at the front of the class teaching and testing all these things they didn't understand. I think it was an interesting experiment, but there were some things from the past that we could never recreate. One is the relationships between the pupils and themselves. Negative things like bullying, well, I suppose that has always been with us and always will be. But I think students today are much more likely to give each other a hand. Also, I think the whole system is more co-educational than it was in the 50s.
Some interesting views from our teenagers there. We are now going to hear from the teachers who see what they thought of the experiment.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
School isn't like it was in my day. Kids today don't know how lucky they are. We decided to find out for ourselves how true it was. So we put a class of 15-year-olds through a 1950s-style education for a week to see what they thought. This is Mark.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I had heard that pupils had a lot less freedom then and that they worked much harder. I didn't mind that, but I wasn't so keen on the idea of wearing a school uniform. We don't wear one in my school. It's amazing how quickly you get used to it. I'd never realized how handy a jacket with a lot of pockets could be until I had to wear one. The work was actually easier than I'd expected, just different. Nowadays, we do a lot more group work, and we put together projects, things like that. I think they motivate us, keep us interested. It clearly wasn't like that in the 50s.
Here is what Hannah had to say.
It's really surprising how much certain subjects have changed. Languages, for example. I do French now, so I tried French lessons from the 50s. It was all memorizing lists of vocabulary, doing tests, just stuff that was completely useless. It was all out of context, so I don't see how they could have learned anything. The math lessons were at a much higher level in those days. History was very different as well. You definitely had to have a good memory in the 50s. These days, we learn about what life was like for ordinary people and how hard it was for them to survive.
Finally, here is Garrett.
Everybody imagines the teachers back then were much stricter, but I think that was only because they cared about the progress of their students. That hasn't changed. What has is that a lot of the stuff kids had to learn back then came out of a book, so the teacher could sit at the front of the class teaching and testing all these things they didn't understand. I think it was an interesting experiment, but there were some things from the past that we could never recreate. One is the relationships between the pupils themselves. Negative things like bullying, well, I suppose that has always been with us and always will be. But I think students today are much more likely to give each other a hand. Also, I think the whole system is more co-educational than it was in the 50s.
Some interesting views from our teenagers there. We are now going to hear from the teachers who see what they thought of the experiment. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.